So with a certain sense of tachilu rechimo to try to begin to discuss this topic of tefillah on the derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's very nervous the whole day, very anxious, trying to put together the many different themes and yesoides within the yesoides of the Baal Shem Tov when it comes to tefillah. This is certainly more than a single shiur, probably a few. But even still, it's something which is Ein Sof, Mamash Ein Sof. But we're going to focus just on a few of the Yesodos within the Yesod of the Derech HaTfilah LeBaal Shem Tov. And again, these Maimakomos and this year is really focusing on mostly things which were said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. We're sticking to that, but we sprinkle the Talmidei of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh just for added hesber where necessary. Mechazik the point. One of the revelations, the Giluyim of the Baal Shem Tov, Bechlal, of course, the Baal Shem Tov wasn't just a person, we've spoken about many times. He was a person who brought down a great or to the world, and that or had a way of touching every single mitzvah, every aspect of Torah, and revealing a whole new perception, a whole new derech, a whole new havana in doing that, which Alpi, the derech of the Baal Shem Tov, Lefi, the Chassidim is an Oro Shel Mashiach. Mashiach perspective of how to do these mitzvahs. And perhaps the greatest revelation, transformation, Giloy, out of all of those in Yonim, Lamaisa is the Inyan of Tefillah. We've stressed many times that there's many Drachim in Klal Yisrael, and all are beautiful. The Derech of the Baal Shem Tov is built on Pnimis Atar. And what we're going to see in this first year, and we've already seen in the past, and we're going to see as we explore the Inyan of Tefillah more, is the perspective of Tefillah Api Primius. Let's take a look at the first man, Malcolm. Let's jump right in. This is from the Tzavos HaRivash, Ma'amarim, in the name of, straight from the Ma'amarim, the name of Rishol Baal Shem. Very powerful statement. Ha'neshama Amar al-Harav. The neshama of the Baal Shem Tov told him. Shemash Zachash in his Galu Elu Hadvarim Al-Yonim. The reason why he was Zeich to such great revelations from above. Lo mipnei shelom ad harbe shas apayiskim harbe. Not because he learned a lot of shas on a paiskin, which he did, of course, but that's not the reason. Rak mishum tefillah. Shehayim mispalel tamid bekavana gedayla. That he davened tamid, and it was with kavana gedayla. Of course, that needs explanation because we're also davened tamid. I mean, how do you measure tamid? Three times a day? So we do that too. Bekavana gedayla. I don't know if the Baal Shem Tov was the first or the last person to daven bekavana gedayla, but he was certainly zeiche to giluyim, which not anybody else or everyone else was zeiche to. So what does that mean? Mispalo tamid bekavana gedayla. That's not going to be this year to explain what that means, but that's something which to keep in mind. Umisham zacha lamayil elyana, and it was through tefillah that he was zeiche to such a great place. So we see straight off, right off the bat, that tefillah has a very central place, role, in the derech of the Baal Shem Tov, but befrat, the madrega, the level which the Baal Shem Tov reached, the neshama told him it was due to tefillah. So let's explore the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. Yiduim divayim shel ha'arizal le'Baal Shem Tov. It's known, this statement of the Ari and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Shebe'ikvas ad ha-Mashiach misbakshim b'yoyser tikunei tefillah. That in these days before Mashiach comes, tefillah took center stage. And this is of course a chiddush, because we say, Eilu dvarim shein lehem shiur, v'talmud Torah keneged kula. But the Arizal says, that although generally we say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that was true for the Dairas HaRishayna. But for the Dairas HaAchranim, Tefillah is Iker. That comes, I'm sure, to many of us as a very big shock. And if it wasn't the Arizal to say such a thing, we would question anybody who said that. But the Arizal had such a koyach to explain the Divrei Chazal. He wasn't arguing, he was explaining Divrei Chazal. He was saying that, of course, Torah will always have a central place, but that which we understood that it was primary, that the Iker Tikkunim in the times of Ugazim Edeshicha take place through Tefillah, perhaps even more than Torah. The Baal HaTanya echoes this. That was the Shem Yishmua. We'll see such ma'amarim from the Talmidim and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Here's the Baal HaTanya and Kedushas Achran. Be'ikvas Mashiach she'ein Torasenu kva matzei ka'itim, that due to the difficult gullus which we find ourselves in, that we can't say about tefillah that it's kva, ikr ha'avayda be'ikvas Mashiach hiya tefillah. K'ma she'kosav Rav Chaim Vital Zal, that's the case. How much more so do we have to be moisir nefesh when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillah? Those who understand the depths and pnimiyas haTorah, the significance of tefillah, he uses this poetic expression, each person according to what he's able to understand in his vital role of tefillah and kesed mashicha. Besidah shivcha shal malkam baruch hu pesukei dezimra doesn't just mean shmona esrei, it means pesukei dezimra. And the shtei brachos lifnei kriyashma, yoitzer v'yahava, yoitzer orim hama'oris and ava rabba, la'oira behen ohava, hamasuteres v'leiv kol Yisrael, to be able to reveal that which the Baal HaTanya speaks many times in Sefer HaTanya, Siman Yotes, and other places, to reveal the hidden Ava buried within each and every Jewish heart, that the Geula is totally in that, but that's not for now. And then coming to Kriyashma, when we say, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, like he continues to say in that paragraph, the Geula is totally in that. It's totally in Tshuva Me'ava. And in fact, the Baal Shem Tov has a line where he says, the reason why there's an Arichas HaGolus, it's taking so long, because we're not mayrich enough in the tefillah of Ahava Rabba. That's what he says. By the way, the Chassidim, b'chol mekayim l'shehem, many places, there's an inyan, there's a minhag, an avayda which they have on Shavuos morning, to take extra time in saying Ahava Rabba. Since the Zohar says that the Mashiach will come on Shavuos, and the Baal Shem Tov said that the reason why Mashiach hasn't come is because we're not mayrich enough in the tefillah of Ahava Rabba, so they take extra time to say Ahava Rabba. Ad kedei kach, that in the Heichalos of the Divrei Chaim and the Rav Shitzer and others, they would spend 3, 4, 5, 6 hours saying Ahava Rabba, Shachar, on Shavuos. B'li guzma. Hours. The Rav Shitzer, it's brought down, that he would go to each and every yid in the Beis Medrash, and he would take his shirt, and he would go like this, and he would say, shake him to do tshuva, and every person had a transformation from that on Shavuos morning and during Ahava Rabba. The Rosh Hashanah made a very big inyan out of that. What it means for us, the reason why we're saying that is because the Baal Shem Tov didn't just mean because we're not mayrich in Ahava Rabba, the tefillah of Ahava Rabba. He meant that we're not mayrich in Ahava Rabba, and what it means to have Ahava for our Kodesh Baruch. That's what the Geula is totally in. Tshuva me Ahava. Tshuva me Ahava.
They don't say Ahava Solam?
Huh? So, by Chassidim, by many places, they say Ahava Solam during the week, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they say Ahava Rabba. Yeah, Ahava Rabba. But that's also why he chose Ahava Rabba. It's Gufa Remes to that. Yeah, that's why. Because had you said Ahava Solam, it wouldn't have been Ahava Rabba, it's a higher dark. That's why Shabbos and Yom Tov, they say Ahava Rabba, because it's a greater Gila. The Baal HaTanya talks many times about the difference between Ahava Rabba and Ahava Solam. Next, Marmak and the Mar V'Shemesh. V'hinei Ish HaYisraeli. A Jew. When he comes and he approaches the mitzvah of tefillah, she gedolah mikol davar shebe'olam, which is greater than anything in the world. Ubepirish isa b'gemara b'mesachas brachas gemara says explicitly, gedolah tefillah yosem yimaisim toiv v'mayin sham. Ubefrat b'dareinu, especially in our times, ha'ikar his dachus lavo lidah lakus of avdus Hashem yizbarach, the way to have his dachus to purify ourselves and to come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how to serve him, ha'ikar hu atfilah. Me'ez shebah Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Tzatzal hitzitz bezarach or his noitzus kedushas atzilah ba'olam. He brought a new revelation, a new chashivas to the Indian of tefillah in the ganze welt. El kol mi shereitzel agesh la'vodas hatefillah, to anybody who says about himself, I want to be a part of this. It's a revolution of tefillah. Ateres Yeshua, that's the Jikav Arav, one of them. Bepasuk Kramim Tita Vivaratabian Lesishta Velesegar. Ramzalano Hatayra Hakdaisha Bezeh. There's a remez in this pasuk. It's in the Teichacha. That you're going to plant and you're not going to reap. Ki ikr hu hatfila bikvas ha-mashiach. Tfila is ikr in these days. V'lo ha-medrash hu ha-ikr el ha-maisa. Not Torah. V'kumar shekosu v'svayim l'fayin shakra. Like it says in Tehillim, the Balatanya actually explains this way. Pona el tfilas ha-arar v'lo vosas tfilasa. That you turn to the tfila of the barren one, to the broken one. V'lo vosas tfilasa. I mean, you don't despise their tfilas. It's not a very encouraging statement. Maybe we'll see why. Tikasiv zayis l'dar acharon. Says David HaMelech, write this down for the last generation. It's like he put it in a bottle and put it underground. And he said, this is going to be for the last generation to know that Hashem does not turn away our tefillas. Shabbat Hainish Mosin Harab and Gusad Mashiach with Achon Shanum Mituracham Tiras HaPana, so that he explains it, shtickle, that in these days, Sikhvasad Mashiach, this last generation that we're so tarred when it comes to Parnasa, we're working so hard. What's left for us is tefillah. Even though a person will have to be mevatel talmid Torah, in order to be machazik his tefillah, ayashkiach al zeh, don't worry. This is a very important hashkafa which comes out of the Talmid Baal Shem Tov. A revolution in tefillah. A new chashivas in tefillah. With that being said, let's continue. This is a vertel in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, quoted by the Chashav HaLetayva, which is the Alexander Rebbe. HaBaal Shem Tov Amar, Kulanu Ein Anu Mispalel Mizmana. Nowadays, nobody davens Bizman. Why? HaMain Am, the regular Yidin, Bizmanai Ein Mispalelin. Right? They Bizmanu Ein Mispalelin. They daven Bizman, but they don't daven. And the Chassidim is spalalim shalai bizmano. They daven, but they don't daven bizman. So no matter which way you slice it, nobody's davening bizman anymore. Yeah, that's a vertel. But the reason why we're quoting that here is because of the next maramakom. What does it mean that the hamoin am, that they daven bizman, but they're not davening? So this is for a statement from the Shefa Chaim, which is the close of my Rebbe Zatzal. Me'al Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh b'kubal inyan zeh. I have a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tov. Meaning, this is something which is very hidden. It's not amongst the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, which are mefursam. That the tefillah which we have nowadays, it's not real tefillah. The tefillah which we do nowadays is only a zecher and a mayer makom and a simen, so that tefillah should not be forgotten. But real tefillah, it's forgotten. There's hardly anybody who can daven today, who really knows what it means to daven. And that's something which we need to explore. And as we'll see as we go through the Yisodos of the Baal Shem Tov, the darga, the magnitude, the madriga of what is expected in tefillah is astounding. Mamash astounding. And we're going to just see one Yisod tonight. He quotes in the footnote the rest of the shmooze of the Klaus Rebbe on this memra, which he said. He recalled a story when he was in Europe that he met a certain balabas who came to him with a shayla, and he said, Rebbe, he's holding his tefillin in his hand, Rebbe, I don't know whether I davened or not. I mamash don't remember if I davened. And he said, he was so taken aback. You don't know if you daven. He never heard such a shayla before. Sometimes a person forgets if he said bracha zatayra, whether he made a bracha, or he didn't know if whether he davened or not. How can that be? So he said, when I heard that shayla, I remembered this memory from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that nowadays nobody davened. And he said he heard that from his Rebbe, I forget the name of the Rav who quoted it from the Yerushalmi, such a idea like that, after Chorban Beis HaMikdash. I said, I never found it in the Yerushalmi. But I have a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tov, such a thing. That's what tefillah is about nowadays. But real tefillah, we can't say that we're mamash davening. So let's see. Let's go to the top left. This is just basic yesodos of emunah when it comes to tefillah, which are important to note. The Shar HaMitzvahs, which is the Arizal, the Chaim Vital, V'chein Ve'eshem Ispadlo L'fon V'Yisparach Ha'Lil Shelem Min HaShailas, when we make requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'mar Mizoynos, O'yish Rabbanu V'chayyitze Bezeh, Lo Yispadlo L'sibas Atzmai. This is setting us up for the following Shia tonight. This statement of the Arizal, although there are many, many such statements in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shetzorech Lishol Eisa HaShaila Ela L'kai Mitzvah Se'isparach. Do it because of the mitzvah. We don't daven because it's an opportunity to make requests of Hashem. It's like any other mitzvah, the Raisa. And it should be done, l'kayim the mitzvah. Shenitzavinu shenitzpalil be'esh l'areisenu, like the Ramban holds, that there's a mitzvah to daven be'esh sara, or like the Rambam, there's a mitzvah that writes to daven every day. L'horeis kuhu elekenu v'anachna amoy v'avodav, ve'eila ve'enenu tzluyois, that we turn to him. Tfila is an expression of our emuna and our bitachan in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loved this memory from Reb Zev. Havada Ishmael came to Hilasai, which we say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that Hashem is called Vadai, and that's his praise. He explained, based on the Zayar, Noyida Basha'ar and Bala, that she is known in Noyida Basha'ar and Bala, her husband is known in the gates of the city. The Zayar says on that, every single person has a different Hasagan of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the gates of his heart. So he said on this, "Kefi mash adam mishad liba emunas Hashem yisparach." As much as a person has emunah Kadosh Baruch Hu, kein hu noyda etzloi. That's how much he knows the Rabbanu Shalom. V'zehu havad eshmai. K'moishu etzol adam nikba emunas Hashem yisparach. And the pshat is like this: as much as a person understands the Rabbanu Shalom, that in his world and in his heart Hashem is a vadai and he's emes, Kain tehilasai, that will be his tehila perish. Kain hu tefilasai shalas adam, chen hu mispal. A person can only daven as good as his emunah is. So it's one thing to say to somebody, work on your tefila. But your tefila only goes as far as your emunah goes. Because if a person doesn't understand what it means, achdus Hashem, if he's limited, or if a person is lucky enough to know more about Hashem's achdus, so then his tefila will be better. It's just common sense. So we make a mistake many times by saying, work on your davening. Instead of having the art scroll where it says on the left side all the English, so we get the interlinear one, and we're like, oh, we're working on our davening. That's not. Working on davening means taking time to delve into this yesodos of emunah bitachon. Which is why it was important that we began with emunah bitachon, and then we come to tefillah, because it's built on that. Let's continue. Omer Pinchas, Omer Ani, Amar, he said, Ani oimer l'chol echad shispalo ba'atzmal chesrona Yisrael Hashem Yisbaruch Hu m'shivin li she'en mechon l'ispalo. Anybody who davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, I can't daven. Ani oimer, I say to him, shezeh mechisar nemuna. That's a lack in nemuna. She'en amam yishol Hashem Yisbaruch Hu z'zadav v'chaz Hashem. It's not like you're suffering in tefillah. If you feel like your tefillah is not going to be poil, if you feel like it's difficult for you, examine your emuna. Person has to have such a munah that he can turn a piece of wood into a piece of gold. Kadosh Baruch, that's course, that's just, it's a mashal. It means Hashem Yisbaruch is limitless, he can do anything which he wants. That's the place that a person has to daven from. Even if it's difficult, a person has to daven. And not to be mechazik in tefillah, but to be mechazik in emunah will be mechazik in tefillah. It's a very important hakdama to the inyan of tefillah bechlal, not just this year, but bechlal, because emuna is a mitzvah in Torah. This is amongst the Torah mitzvahs, but that's a chayvish of a leif. But what's the lamaisa? What's the lamaisa of emuna? The lamaisa, the act of maisa of emuna, is tefillah. And that's why every day in davening, when we finish Shacharis, many have the minhag to say, Animame b'muna shalema. That's really the climax of davening, is to express that today I have emunah shleima more than I had yesterday. Every day we're supposed to be growing in our emunah, and tefillah gets hecher as our emunah gets stronger. So when I say emunah shleima today, it's not the same emunah shleima as yesterday. The yesoidos are the same, but how much that it goes into my heart that it becomes part of me? Today that's called emunah shleima, and lagabi yesterday was only chisar. It's very important to know that the lemaisa act of emunah is expressed every single day in davening, like what Pinchas Koran taught us, havadai shmoy, according to how much a person is vadai in his emunah, kein tilasai, that will be the measure of his tefillah. So So what we said that we're going to focus on for today, let's turn to the middle of the page. Amar Habal Shem Tov, Zechus Yagin Alinu. Amar Rabbi Seinu Zal. Ein Oimdun Lehispalu Elamitoich Kovid Raj. The Gemara makes a very difficult to understand statement that a person shouldn't daven Elamitoich Kovid Rosh. A serious or a heavy head? What does that mean? So the Baal Shem Tov is quoted in many Sfar Mekdashim as saying, Uperish Roshi Hashchina. Roish refers to the Shechina, the head, the crown. The Hainu, this is teaching us, Sheyach Shev Koidim Tfilosai, V'yala Alavavai, Goidol Tzar Hashchina Begolos. To imagine, to think, to contemplate the tremendous Tzar of the Shechina in Golos, Ayidei She Yisrael Begolos. That because we're in Golos, the Shechina is B'Tzar. This is one of the very fundamental Yisraelis of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that davening is an avoida lagavaya. It's not about me, because that you could do a spoiler this for. Talk to Hashem. But tefillah, this chiddush called davening, this seder of korbanos, psukei dezimra, kriya shema, shmona esrei, tachanun, ashrei, aleinu, that's avoida lagavaya. But particularly tzar shechina. Take a look at the next Maramako. Beautiful taicha of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh on the following pasuk. Shemati b'shem Baal Shem Tov. This is from the Zidat Shoever. Zechus Yagin Alinu Perish HaPasuk Yemale Hashem Kol Mishaloi Secha. Which means, we say this every day, Hashem should fulfill all your requests. Look at how a tzaddik taicha's pasuk. Hainu Kol Mishaloi Secha, all of your requests, Klolos Kol HaTzvilus V'cheftam K'vonasam, all of our requests should be for what? Sheyemale Hashem. Sheyemalu Kol Havayos, that all of Hashem's names, that Havaya should be complete. B'miluyam b'higayim b'derech absag. He quotes here a Kabbalistic inyan that Hashem has different permutations of this is a gematrias, absag ma ben. K'shehavayas heim maleim. Because when we complete all of the names of Hashem, all of the Havayas, then maleim kol tuvu bracha. Then the whole world will be filled with goodness and greatness. It's a totally different spin on the pasuk. The pasuk seems to be saying Hashem should fulfill all of our requests. It's about us. We make requests. Hashem should fill them up. The tzaddik says, no, that's not what it means. It means we, in all of our requests, need to fill the havayas. We need to be working for Him. And of course, it's really two vartlach, which is one, because the more that we focus our attention on Yimale Hashem Kol Mishal Asecha, Hashem will be Mimale Kol Mishal Asecha. We'll see that on the back page of Mitzvah Shem. Go to the next Maramakam below, from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Adam Hayasha Shinafalach Sidriazman, a straight person, a good person, keeps Torah mitzvahs, and he runs into difficulties in his life. He's bitzar. Yiting liboy shehu b'shechina. He should think to himself that this is in regards to the Shechina. Shal sibas cheta gar mitzar l'shechina. That my chatayim are causing tzar to the Shechina, as it says in Sanhedrin, b'sha sh'adam mitzar. When we are in pain, the Shechina is in pain. The Shechina says, "Kalanim Mirayishi, Kalanim Mizrayi." V'atam ki Adam hu evam evi Shechina, because we need to know, as a chelik elokami miles, which we spoke about many times, that because we are a piece of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we are a piece of the Shechina Hakdasha. V'yashlech tzar acher gavoy, and therefore a person should disregard his own personal tzar. V'yasim panav al tzar Hashechina, to focus on the tzar of the Shechina. V'yikri al Hashem imeitzar hu liyachem adrigas Hashechina hi acher mi'avirea. Hashem hu atzar lechaver liyachta al doida. And therefore, he should daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu to free the Shechina from her tzar and to be miyachid her with her baal, with kutcher bichu, or lahasar dina me'acharon me'aleha, and to free her from her suffering. Ki b'chol tzarasam leitzar, Chazal say, that in every tzar of ours, every pain that we're in, the Shechina is in pain. So therefore, like Rabbi Nachman teaches, that any time a Jew is bitzar, that he's in pain, he should know that the Shechina is whispering to him, I'm in pain. That's really what the Shechina is saying to him. When we're in pain, it's a simit that the Shechina is in pain. Because since I'm a chilek Shechina, it's not that I'm in pain, the Shechina is in pain. So what Hashem is expecting of us is that we should turn to Him and we should daven to Kutcher Bichu and say, Kutcher Bichu, your Shechina is bitzar. That's the message which I'm getting. Your Shechina is bitzar. Go to the left. Ein Safnas Panech, which is also the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Parsha Shemayis, Shemati Mimori Ki Hashchina Nikra Tvila. It goes so far, Rabbi Yisai, that even Shechina is called Tvila. So much so is Tvila about the Shechina that Shechina is called Tvila. As it says in the Ksavim, Va'ani Tvila, as it says in Pri Yitzchayim, Va'ani Tvila, that the Malchus, which is called Ani, is Tvila, the Shechina is called Tvila. V'gam Uvurisham, and it says there, Kishe Yispalel, when we daven, Yosim Megamas Panav, the Shechina Liachta Bebalet. That the Tachlis of Tvila is to be Miyachid, to bring together the Shechina with her husband, which is Kutcher Bichu. The shame, Yichud Kutcher Bichu Shechinte. That's what it's about. And of course, Rabbi Yisai, what that means, would take a lot of explanation. Simply what it means is that Hashem should reveal himself in the world. Shechina means Hashem's revelation. Kutcher Bichu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to be revealed in the world. That's the tachas of the world. And the Shechina is in pain because the Shechina is not revealed. And we suffer from that. So tefillah is about Yichud Kutcher Bichu Shechinte. V'lo yichavin le'to'el es atzmeh. Person should not daven for himself. That's not what tefillah was instituted for. Shachas v'sholem, Allah ne'emar, and that it says, Nisasani Hashem bidei l'uchal kum. That Hashem says, I can't free myself because I'm depending on Klai Yisrael's tefillahs. Ubir Marizal, and the Bashem Tov explained, Hatam Yonisir, more so, Ki im yichavin l'tayel es atzma hagashmi, sheyi yenene b'tfilosa l'tolos hagashmi. When we daven for ourselves, especially for Dvarim Gashmiim, as nasa masach mavdo, not only is it not what tefillah was instituted for, but it creates a barrier. It doesn't allow the tefillahs to be answered because it's not what it was created for. It's almost like what would be a good mashal? Some type of an electric device where you go ahead and you take a branch and you stick it in and then you push the on button. It's not going to work because you're putting things through the pipes which don't belong there. So tefillah was instituted that we should daven for the Shechina. And then we come along with our havalim, and we're sticking things in, gashmias things in there. It breaks the whole system.
So how do you explain even the Shemot Esrei? There's Bari Chalenu, Bainu.
Very good, very good. Excellent question. So maybe we'll get to that next year, Mitzvah Shem. Okay, it's a very basic, obvious question. Hashem was very aware of that. But right now we're explaining the Yesodis. We'll have to come back to that question. There's much to say about that. But right now, we're laying down the Yesodis. The Yesodis is to know with certainty, as it says in the Zayar, as it says in Kisvi Ari, as it says in the Baal Shem Tov and all the Talmidim, Tfilah is Letzoyach Hashchina. Bebechinas Tfilah Zu, I don't know, I forgot in all the cuttings in the Maariv Mekayimis, I forget which tzaddik this is from. Bebechinas Tfilah Zu, but it's in the Sefer from the Baal Shem Tov. Bebechinas Tfilah Zu, Yesh Kama Bechinas Zu, Lamala Mizek Asher Kidibaltim Epi Sfarai V'Sayif. There are many levels of Tfilah. Bechina habachusa, the lowest level, hamispalu la'asma shisukan achisan la'asma. When a person davens for his own chisronos, v'hu bechinas madrigas ha'olam kama shekasev. This is really what the Velt does. Like we saw before, that the Velt doesn't daven anymore. Kol basar chatzir, and the Zohar says on that kol chesed da avdan legami avnin. That all of our tefillos are all for ourselves. That the Zohar bemoans this fact that we're davening for ourselves. L'malam izeh hamachavin l'sakin l'malach chesron hashchina. Higher than that is what we daven for the Shechina Kedoshah. U'memeilu niskal na'atzim achisaron lamata b'sikon sharesh lamala. When we daven for the Shechina, and we do things right, so then memeila, everything gets better for us. That's the relationship which we have. We free the Shechina, and then the Shechina frees us. Like the Gemara says, kol ha'mespalo avar chaveiroi, hu na'ana t'chila. When we daven for our friend, then we get answered first. So the Sfarim say, who's a greater friend to us than the Shechina Kedoshah? Shachin toiv. Shechina, shachin toiv. So, ain't other masters after the Beis HaSurim, we can't free ourselves from the Beis HaSurim. So we're relying on the Shechina to free us, and the Shechina is relying on us. So we take the first step, and we say, we're going to daven for the Shechina. Then the Shechina says, okay, you get me out of my mess, I'll get you out of your mess. That's how it works. That kind of answers your question, but there's more to say on that. Ve'al kol panim, lo yechavim b'tikun l'ma'ala, v'gam l'ma'ata la'atzmai, and don't make a shutfis out of it. I mean, this is obviously... It's like a chumrah, but it's me'ikar adin. Person should not daven for the Shechina and also have himself in mind, because that also clogs the pipes. That also creates a separation. Like I spoke about elsewhere, as I heard from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Yeah.
Is it kind of like, Rabbi Shalom knows what we need, right? So we may think we know, could be wrong.
Correct.
So is that like, because to be on a higher level, like, I don't know. Rishon, you take care of it.
Absolutely.
I'm doing what I got to do. You do whatever you know is right or what I need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to see that on the back page of Mitzvah Shem. We're going to turn it in a second. There's just one Ma'ariv Malkum here on the bottom from the Shulchan Aruch. This is from the Shulchan Aruch. This idea of not davening nowadays, I meant to speak about this before, but not only is it a tire from the Baal Shem Tov, but it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch such an idea. Lo yispal b'magam she'ishtavish ha'mevata kavana. A person should not daven l'chatchil in a place where they'll have bitul kavana, v'lo v'shah ha'mevatelis kavana, or at a time that he'll have bitul kavana. V'achshav einan in tzharim b'zeh. But nowadays we're not so careful on this. Because anyways, we don't daven so much b'tfila. Right? We don't have so much kavana anyway. Meaning, that's built into the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is saying that we don't have so much kavana anymore. Take a look at the Kesef Mishnah on this halacha as well. It's understood. It's understood that what tefillah really is, even in Niglas you see it, not on the level which it should be. Let's turn the page. Aside from davening the Tzarech HaShechina, there's another important inyan, which is bilti l'Hashem levadai. That the tefillah, like we said before, a person shouldn't think of himself and the Shechina HaKadosha. It's not just that it has to be for the Shechina. It has to only be for the Shechina. Talking about big madrigas here, guys, right? But this is from the Baal Shem Tov, and that cheder, we're talking Yisodos of the Baal Shem Tov. Of course, we could talk a lot about every single tefillah is answered, and every tefillah that the Yidden daven is gevaldik, and we'll see that in the Mitzvah next year. But to know the pedestal, the place of where the tzaddikim currently daven, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, this is the standard. Because the relationship, Rabbi says, it's not that Hashem is machmir and his own covet, it's only that. This is the system, that the Shechina needs to be freed from galus, and it depends on our tefillahs. And we depend on the Shechina freeing us. Nobody can free us from this galus except the Shechina, but the Shechina needs to be freed from us. This is the relationship which we have, but the yichud between us and the Shechina is so strong that, Rabbi says, remember, we're talking here about a relationship. Klai Yisrael, the Shechina has a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we have a bris. The Krisas Bris is that the Hashem says to Klai Yisrael, everything which I do for you. Kol machshavei secha ilenu, David HaMelech says, all of my machshavas, Hashem says, are only for Klai Yisrael. But there's a Bris. The Bris is that Hashem says that I'm bound by the Bris and so are you. Everything which you do for me. Take a look at the Baal Shem Tov on the top here. Loi levad roi leispala v'inu zilosa roi leispala. So this is from the Ani Ma'amins. And Pashtus, what it means is that he is the only one worthy to daven to, and nobody else should be daven to. However, the Baal Shem Tov explains this, and the Vilna Gaon, by the way. So this is not just from the Cheder of the Baal Shem Tov. The Vilna Gaon types these words the same exact way as the Baal Shem Tov. Hapshat, who? The pshat here is, She'tachlis habriyo hu rak she'adam yivakish rak ma'ashu l'man Hashem Yisbarach. That the tachlis of creation is that man, which is us, should be mivakish only that which pertains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not for our own interests, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interests. We shouldn't be davening for the hevel of this world. We should be davening for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for the Shechina, and for that alone. The only thing which is worth davening for is Levadoi. It's only for Him and about Him. Next, Ma'ariv Malkum. This is from the Yalkut Maisha, which is from Munkach. Vayar ha'am vayanu, this is by Matan Torah, that the Yidden trembled, that they saw and they trembled. Im minanea asu b'shvil vayar ha'am, look at how the tzaddik is avert on this. He says, if the reason why he's trembling, he's shaking so much, he's shuckling so much during davening, is because vayar ha'am, because people are watching him, yeah? Vayar ha'am vayanu, since people are looking at him, he's making all these shucklings and back and forth, and he puts his hands up in the air. Simin vayam dumeirachot. The pasuk says vayam dumeirachot. They stood far away. Shehu rachok mi'Hashem. That's a simin that he's far from Hashem. That's b'shem the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov types the pasuk that way. The closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heart comes from the fact that a person is levadai, that he doesn't care what everybody else is watching, doing. He and the Shechina are one, and he's only considered as the Shechina HaKadosha and nothing else. There's no pnius. There's no other ulterior motives, which get thrown into the mix. The next Ma'ariv Malkum, Sha'alacha Ois Mi'Hashem Alekecha, ask an Ois from Hashem, Shamati B'Shem Baal Shem Tov, She'tzarech Kolecha Levakish Me'is Hashem Alekav, that every Jew needs to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She yizke oisai, she yizak oisai, that Hashem should give me this chos. Al kolpanim. She yuchal lomer al kolpanim ois achas lefana yizbarach, b'lishum p'niyacher was kol yimechayev. That just one letter I should be able to daven in my life, which is a pure, complete letter which I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the tzaddikim are striving for this madrega, because really it's never ending. What it means, l'man ha'shchina, l'man ha'shchina, l'man ha'shchina, that it should be pure, that it should be perfect. How do we do something perfect for a God which is higher than perfect? But this is the endless beauty, journey that we're on. It doesn't come with a lot of heartache. It comes with a lot of satisfaction and closeness and dveikus and simcha. But this is how it started. Look, give me just one word. Give me just one letter that I should be able to give you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzarim, the Tzaddikim tell us that one of the secrets of this idea of davening for the Shechinah HaKadosha is that we merge with the Shechinah. As we said before, that really what Shechinah is Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael means Klal Yisrael as an entire nation is called the Shechinah, not as individuals. Which is why we said before that one of the conditions of Tefillah, the Arizal says, before we daven every single day, we have to say, Harini mekabal alai, mitzvah sa'aseh shel, v'hafta v'cha kamecha. Why? Because unless we're mekabal v'cha kamecha, we have no kesher to the Shechinah. Because Shechinah is Gans Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. And since Tefillah means that we're davening on behalf of the Shechinah, we have to be davening on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael to be davening for the Shechinah Kadosha. When that happens and I make myself one with Klal Yisrael, I'm avatar myself to Klal Yisrael, I'm not davening for myself, I'm davening for Klal Yisrael, I'm davening for the Shechinah, I merge with the Shechinah, and then what happens is, this is why I'm saying, that the Shechinah davens, not just me. The Shechinah medaver mitrech grenu. That's what the Tzaddikim explain. Hashem svasai tiptach v'yagitu l'asara. That's the moment in davening where we merge with the Shechinah and the Shechinah starts to speak from our mouths. And of course, you can imagine such a madriga. And maybe we'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem, what happens when that happens. But this is the secret of, take a look at Emir Pinchas on the top here. He teaches Pasuk in Ekev. Hu tehila schabahu elekecha. Hashem is your tehila, and He is your God. Ki hatzfila sha'odam mispalal ki ba'atzme elokos. Tzfila itself is godliness. V'leika adam shemakash v'chaveira. Tzfila is not that we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu for something. Shechaveiru hu davar acher, v'hatchina sha'odam mischem davar acher. Like, our request is something, and who we're asking for is something else. That's not how it works. The kan inokin, that's not how it works. That kishaomer baruch, when we say baruch habez is chachma v'chinkulam nimsa ki hatzfila ba'atzma hu elokos. Tzfila itself is godly. And there's many ways to explain what he's saying here, but I just wanted to bring down the point that tzfila is a dveikus, it's godliness itself. When a person is mispalel, he's neslabish in the shechina, and the shechina is bedaver b'toch keren. Very important, you saw it in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And take a look at the next one, Malcolm below that, from the Keser Shem Tov, which is of course the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov himself. That one of the tefillas, he has different tefillas in Keser Shem Tov. One of them is, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Hispalal Ata Ba'arbanecha, you daven for your children. As it says, the Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mispalal, Hashem daven, and the Sevarim, Tzadikim explain, that, what does the Gemara mean when it says that Hashem daven? What is Hashem davening? The pshat is that, not that Hashem is davening, when we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens through us. Shechina davens through us. Now, the last six or so Maariv Mekoymos is going to pertain a little bit more to us on our Madrega after we establish what it means to daven for the Shechinah Kadosha. We're all very nervous now. We're not daven for the Shechinah Kadosha. We don't know how to daven. We're not davening. What's going to be? So, next year, Mr. Shem will be able to explain a little bit more. But we have to explain this a little bit more now. The next Maariv Malkum, Misha Reitze Shi Yisrabek Kvayt Shemayim. Take a look at the next Maariv Malkum below. Misha Reitze Shi Yisrabek Kvayt Shemayim Yachad Yisbalu Zavigilu. A person who davens for the Shechinah HaKadosha, so he can daven openly. What does that mean? Gam Kishen Oydan L'Sitra Acher. Even the Sitra Acher knows that he's davening. We're not going to go into what that means. I Efshir Lihi Yos Kitrik Shalot HaKubal HaTfila Ki HaKol HaVadecha. It's not Shayach HaKitrik on a Tfila which is on behalf of the Shechinah. Nobody can make a kitchug on the tefillah of the Shechinah Kadosha. Whether the Shechinah is davening or it's for the Shechinah, if you're davening for the Melech, who could say boo? If a person, if he abuses Chas V'Shalom tefillah and he davens for his own Gashmias, then he needs to hide his tefillah so that there shouldn't be a kitchug. What
does that mean?
I'm not going to get into how it works, but the idea is that when a person davens for Gashmis or for himself, so then the tefillah is in what's called like a sakana state. That there could be kitrik against it, there could be a macham against it, it's going to have a hard time getting up and being niskabel. But as soon as a person focuses his attention on the Shekhinah, and he says, I'm davening for the Shekhinah Klaisha, then it has a clear, straight, nothing can touch it. That's the way that it's supposed to be. That's from the Chayza from Lublin. And what's going to do with all of our tefillahs that we're davening not the man of Shekhinah Klaisha? What could we do for ourselves? Is there a limud tzchus on us? Avada, there is. Take a look to the right, the Beinanim. The Beinanim, Heim Oysim Shetzvilasim Achavne Gam Lezesh Yasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Bakashasim. So the Beinanim that they daven, that the tefillah, that Hashem should be mekabel, their bakashas mashim tzichim tzichil mazeh, for their own needs in this world. Heim tzliyim v'ayin demag yom ha-kippur. The Gemara says, Beinanim, they wait until Yom Kippur. V'atzalayim ar oylam ha-machshav v'niku Yom Kippur. V'atzalayim ar toli v'ayim ar adam ha-machshav, v'atzalayim ar achari kavanasan. Im kavanasan Hashem shemayim v'bakashas tzichil mazeh, v'chli yishu p'nim l'vadas t'barach. If our tefillahs, our bakashas, are for this world, but they're in order that we should be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as I gam heim nechtavim l'chaim. That's also called a good tefillah. Ki kavanasam nisyachatu elam hadibur elam machshava. That going into the sinyan of being meyachin, dibur, and machshava, that's also one of the yisoides in tefillah. Maybe we'll get to it. But what the Baal Shem Tov here is teaching us is that although we may not be davening for the Shekhinah HaKadoshah straight, because that's a high madriga, but if we're davening for gashmius or for ruchnius, so that we can serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu better, that's also in the ballpark. And those tefillahs have an aliyah on Yom Kippur. So meaning a tzaddik is nechta v'nechta l'chaim right away, which means that his tefillahs are answered every single day. But for the beinanim, that they mix in the haina, that they're davening for Hashem, but they're asking for gashmius, that they could serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu better, so those tefillahs v'adah have a tikkun, and that waits until Yom Kippur, and those have a tikkun. Take a look at the next Maimakam below. His Bainanu, this is also from Kesar Shem Tov. Bikoshi Parnasa Shoshanam Eilu Mishanam Kamanias. That because making a Parnasa nowadays is so much more difficult than it was in earlier generations, Al Kain, the Pasuk continues, Visisana Aleinu Daika Nehi. Afagav Damar Bezayat Tzvachin Ha Parnasa, even though the Zayar says that it's difficult, Hashem says, to my ears to hear that my children, that they daven and they just ask me for Parnasa, they ask me for Parnasa repeatedly, that's not what tefillah is about. That complaint was because in earlier generations, it was much easier to make a parnasa. Now, I'm not sure what that means. Maybe because people were farmers, or maybe their what they needed to live wasn't, I don't know. But parnasa was b'shefa, maybe in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the chief complaint in the Zayar Kaddish. Masha enkin ata sha'idim minias parnasa, because it's so hard to make a parnasa. We have the tuitions to pay for, and we live amongst the Gayim, and how are we going to be Megadim and Torah Mitzvahs? Al Kain, Tinoka Shal Beisram, and his follow over Avichim, Yumaisechem, Sheyusko, Legadelech, Natoyloch, of Maisalam. Children, daven for your parents, meaning that because it's so difficult nowadays in Golas, so even such tefillahs for Parnasa and Vechule, just to make it, that we're under such tzar and dachkas, even the Baal Shem Tov himself says that's considered to be a high level of tefillah. So today, you know, everybody's a Kaddish. You know, the Svarim say, anybody who will be around in these days who's a Shema Torah Mitzvah is Kaddish Yom Alay, that he's going to be, Svarim say, on the level of the Baal Shem Tov Kaddish, anybody who's able to survive a Golos like this. So the Zichr Limud Tzchusim. And not everybody is going to be expected to daven from the Shekhinah HaKadosha. There are tzaddikim who certainly do. We have to know where we're holding. But we see a Gevaldik Limud Tzchus that it's not easy. It's not easy. The fact that we're davening, we're turning Kadosh Baruch Hu, zikr when we're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us so that we can serve you. But even if we're just saying, just make a parnasa, even such a tefillah is very chaviv to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and is understood especially bizman hazeh. Everybody can take a deep breath. Another limud tzchus, if you take a look on the left side, Shemati min hamanayach achas min Rav Nachum Haradonka, one of the talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. When simple Jews daven for clothes or for food, gashmius, mizen, there's a toelis in that. Mizen nimshach shefa lechem ubege bagashmi mamish gamla anshi atzura. Tzadikim, they provide the gashmius for the tzadikim. That's how it works. Meaning, the tzaddikim are not davening for themselves at all. They're davening only for the Shechina Kedusha. So then, who's davening for their Gashmias? It says that the tefillas of the Hamayin Am, who daven for Gashmias, they provide for the tzaddikim their Gashmias. Since they're only davening for Rechnias, the tzaddikim. It's an amazing thing. What it means is that there's a shutvis which takes place between the tzaddikim and the Hamayin Am, and the tzaddikim explain this, that the tzaddikim who are davening from Rechnias, they provide the Rechnias for the Hamayin Am. But the Hamayin Am who are davening for Gashmias, they provide the Gashmias for the tzaddikim. Can imagine that they're taking care of with their tefillas, not just with their tzedakah, but with their tefillas they're taking care of the tzaddikim, because they're giving the gashmias for the tzaddikim, because the tzaddikim are not thinking about gashmias ever. But that only works for bayis, like we said before, when there's an element of yahav to echkumech on the tefillas. Meaning, how is it that the tzaddikim are able to take care of the hamoinam and vice versa? That's because there's an achdus, that everybody's davening for each other. So that only works when there's an achdus. Or when we daven al das ha-tzaddikim. Take a look at the bottom Ayin Makom before we get to the middle one. This is from Rav Chaim in the Kute Yamachachma. V'hu bir chazak shelo yachshav v'tfila hav. Like the Zayin says, the person shouldn't think tefila is just a way to say, give me. Havlan banay, havlan mezayne, havlan slicha v'chapara. It's not about taking. V'av shebev v'adit tzarech l'ispala kol dabar b'im b'ruchnias b'im b'ganshmias. Of course, if I say, we need to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything. So maybe we'll get to what Yisrael was saying, though. When is the time then to ask for ourselves? That's something which there are many answers to. One of them is in his voidedness. The tefillah is not for that. But even though a Jew needs to ask, who else are we going to turn to for simple things? Only to him, that's what he wants. He's the only address. Tefillah is about Gilui Kvod Malchus HaYisbarach. So Rishon Meir says, who's on such a madriga? We're not on such a madriga to daven for the Shechina Kedusha. So what's our Eitza? Meaning, the tzaddikim in every generation who know what that means, and they daven for that, we need to align ourselves and to daven on their das. So when we say, and when we daven every day, and we say, ala tzaddikim, ala chasidim, and we're thinking to ourselves that we're doing it al das them, so then we have a chelik in their tefillah, and there are malar artfilas that it should be also nechlal in the Shechina Kedusha.
This gives new meaning as to why someone needs a Rebbe.
Yeah. And even, by the way, not even if he has a Rebbe, having a Rebbe certainly helps that, and having a Rebbe, to learn how to daven like this comes from being sheep meshamish tzaddikim who daven like this, seeing tzaddikim who daven like this. Not that there are many, many of them are hidden, but it comes from experiencing and seeing that. Tzaddiki Ames, who know how to daven like that. But we have a way, we're finding aces, we're finding solutions to this issue of that nobody knows how to daven. This is what Hashem wants. Tefillah, if this is the main avodah, davening for the Shechina Kedusha, how's it going to be? So even here in Woodmere, if we align ourselves, even with tzaddikim, which we don't know, we don't have to know those tzaddiki Ames, but we say, it's al das, those tzaddikim who daven this way, I'm with them. That das transforms everything. Very important. Again, to Chaim Elio's point, if you take a look at the middle marmakum here from Rav Chaim, like how does this come that a person is davening for the Shechina, he just completely disregards himself? So the Oimek HaInyan is, Rabbi Yisai, before we just see what he says, is that a person is not ignoring himself when he davens for the Shechina Kedusha. He knows that the Shechina is his true self. Like we said before, that the Shechina is Knesset Yisrael. So when a person davens for the Shechina, and he has a deep understanding in Oimek, in Chassidus, and he knows that I'm not going to daven for me, that's not really me when I daven for me. Real me is the Shechina. Real me is Knesset Yisrael. So when a person has that Havana, he is davening for himself. That's Aleph. But Beis, let's see what he says. Where does this Hashkafa come from? When he looks at the world, and he sees that everybody's suffering and in pain, and nobody is makir, nobody understands Gilui Kvod Hashem in the world, nobody understands what it means emuna, like we said before. A person's davening is according to how much emuna he has. Meaning, a person can't just choose davening the Shechina. He can, but it really is emistic when he knows what it means. So then, what goes on? As a hatzadik chas merachim al golas Shechina hanisteres v'lemes mikol, o mispalas shemisvach shiyochus v'yachmal Shechina hakdeisha atoras bale v'yetsiyam mishivas alusav. The tzadik, he davens for the Shechina Kedusha, especially because he sees that nobody does that. V'hi madriga gedoyla al ma'oidu ma'atim heimu b'ni aliyah shekol tfilas mi'achal ha-Shechina Kedusha. Very few people are on such a madriga. V'gilik for the Shem ba'olam. U'mitzad atzmam Kol hametzias hu toyev yafa b'loichi sarin kama b'chinas el kol. The reason why the tzaddik does that is because he knows everything is perfect. Meaning, the reason why a tzaddik damas for the Shekhinah HaKadosh is because he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of my stuff. Meaning, if I take care of Hashem's things, Hashem says, I'm suffering because who's going to free the Shekhinah HaKadosh? And then there's a yid steps up and he says, I'm damas for Shekhinah. Don't we know that Hashem's going to take care of your stuff if you take care of his stuff? And he knows better than we do what it is that we need. And of course, the tzaddik has a very big oimek and havana, what it means that everything in the world is perfect, so the only thing which is left is to be megala that. It's to be megala that everything is perfect. To be megala that does. There's a very deep chachma which awakens the tzaddik to daven this way, not just because it's what it was created for, that's the way that it should be, because that's the best way to do it. We don't know what our tzvachim are, and we know that if we daven for the shechin l'kdoisha, so then the shechin is going to take care of our stuff too. Kol ha-mespal l'chaveira hu ne'netchila. He's going to get. So whichever way you slice it, pshat, remez, drush, soid, al-pisecha, l'chayik, whatever it is, that it comes out that this is the derech of tefillah, which is the best for the velt, for the shechinah k'desha, for Klai Yisrael, for the Adam himself. Of course, it's a very high madrega. But with some contemplation, a person will slowly emit Hashem. Tefillah is always a work in progress. I mean, there's many marmakayimus to speak about. I hope that we can get to them. It's exhausting just to think about how much there is to speak about this subject. But this is one of the yisoid that's very important, which could not be overlooked and had to be spoken out right away, is that the sinyan of davening for the Shekhinah HaKadosh. And of course, there's many more to be closer to us, but Hashem Yisbach should help us that to be able to reach such madrigas and to daven al das the tzaddikim. And when doing so, like we said, ikvas of the Mashiach, this is the ikar's ma'af for that. That when the Sfarim HaKadosh, it's totally on this inyan of how much we could be makar of ourselves to this darka, to this hasagah of davening the Shekhinah HaKadosh. We rezeicha to free the Shekhinah from her suffering and to free ourselves from our suffering. We should be able to dance and sing together. Yushalayim Yerakodesh, Yerim Yerim Yerim. Amen.